Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. My name is Miranda, and I'm calling to apply for the Roundup case.
Yeah, how are you doing today, ma'am?
I'm well.
Okay. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. And you said your name was, I'm so sorry.
Miranda Jones.
Miranda Jones, is that MirandaJones?
Yes.
All right. And this is
yes.
Is this your cell phone you're calling from today, ma'am?
Yes, this is my cell phone.
954-715-1222, correct?
Yes.
Okay. If any time we do become disconnected, Mrs. Jones, I will call you from a 949 area code, which is a direct line to my desk. I will send you that contact information so you do have it. You wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you didn't have an attorney at this time?
I do not.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents regarding this matter?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for verifying that. All right. I sent you my contact information, Ms. Jones. Hold on one second.
I just received it.
Perfect. And Mrs. Jones, you were the one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing better.
Good. Glad to hear that. And to the best of your knowledge, when was your diagnosis date? Do you know that diagnosis date?
March 17th of 23.
I'm sorry, say the date again.
17th of 23. Last year. March 17th, 2023. Yeah.
There we go. All right. So we have March 17th, 2023. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. By chance, do you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The type C.
Okay.
I'm sorry. B cell.
Okay. And did you ever have any other diagnoses besides the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was that your only diagnosis?
That was my only diagnosis.
Okay. Just so that you know, there's a delay in the call because it's a transfer call, so I apologize. And then also, I also apologize. A lot of the questions are repetitive, but I'll try to get through it as fast as I can for you.
Okay.
Some of the questions I have to ask you twice, so it's not that I'm not listening. It just, it's how the intake goes. You are filing on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed between the
yeah.
years of 2005 and present. And you received your diagnosis on 3/17/2023. Were you spraying the Roundup at home, or were you spraying it for
yeah.
work at home? Okay.
At home.
Okay.
Home.
Do you still live at the same residence where you sprayed it at?
Yes.
Okay. What's that address?
2140 North 61st Terrace, Florida 33024.
North 64th?
61st.
I'm sorry. Okay. 214 Terrace. All right. And you said Hollywood, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, and 33024. And is that a house, or is there
yeah.
a unit number? It's a house?
Okay. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for
yeah.
verifying that. And approximately, how many years were you spraying the Roundup for?
About 11.
11 years. Okay. Were you spraying it weekly, monthly, like twice a month? How often?
Once
were you
a month.
Once a month or twice? I'm sorry.
Twice a month.
Twice a month for 12 months out of the year?
Correct.
Okay. So about 24 times a year. for about 11 years. Perfect. Thank you for verifying that. You were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79. You do have a birth certificate, correct?
Correct.
Did you have any neighbors, friends, or family, or anybody else that sprayed Roundup that needs help filing a claim?
Not that I know of or have been made aware of.
Okay. If at any time you do have anyone that needs help filing a claim, you can always give them our information. We would love to assist them to get them connected to an attorney. You did spray the Roundup for at least 10 days or more, and you are speaking to me on a cell phone. You are a citizen of the United States, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then do you suffer from any of these illnesses, HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, or arthritis?
No.
Okay. Hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
Diabetes? Or do you have an organ transplant?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
And no other chemotherapy that you're doing other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, correct?
No, that's correct.
All right, Miranda, I have as M-I-R-A-N-D-A, last name Jones, J-O-N-E. Yeah. ES, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And what is your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
February 6, 1986.
February what?
6/1986.
Oh, you're born the same year as me. It's a good year. Okay, so 2/6/1986.
Correct.
Okay, and then can you go ahead and verify your social for me, Mrs. Jones?
My social is needed?
Yeah, the last four is fine.
The last four?
Yeah.
9/3/16.
9/3/16?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay, how did you first learn about the connection between the Roundup and your injuries? Was that right away when you went to the hospital?
So I started getting side effects mid-March of 20 of last year.
Okay.
And then I just had a doctor's appointment, as I'm going to, like, right now, headed to a doctor's appointment, and that's when the doctor did a series of tests and discovered what was going on.
Yeah. Okay. And then you said that was what, like the beginning of March of 2023, like
the middle of March.
Okay, so if your diagnosis date was on the 17th, like maybe the 15th or 14th, you think you went?
Yeah, roughly, that sounds about right, yeah.
I'll put the 15th. It's just, again, this is to the best of your knowledge. If something's incorrect, they're going to pull medical records. And when you speak with the attorneys, you can always update information, okay? Mrs. Jones, what is your current height and weight?
I'm 5'7", and I'm about 60 pounds.
150 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to put 150?
That's fine.
Okay, 5'7", 150. And then I have your primary cell phone number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Evening.
Okay. Did you have an email that you have access to that I could send the documents to?
Yes, tr.mirandaj@gmail.com.
Okay, TR dot Miranda.
P as in Peter, R as in Robert, dot Miranda J at Gmail.
Sorry, it's really hard to hear the phone. Okay, perfect. I got it. And then approximately you're using it 24 times a year, twice a month for 12 months out of the year. You did spray Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis. When did you stop using the Roundup? Yes. In 2023?
Yes, in 23.
So do you think you stopped using it like that March, beginning of March, like March 1st, 2023? Or was it before that?
So it was before that, because I usually sprayed it during the summertime. So March was in the winter.
So you think it was like 2022 you stopped spraying it?
Yes, that was the last summer that I used.
So you would put like what, like the end of like September, like 9/1/2022 is probably when you stopped using it?
Like about August.
Like August what? Like August 15th?
22.
Okay, so I know it asked for a day. It asked for...
back on August 21st. School go back August 21st. So about just before school went back. So about, say, August 18th or so.
Okay. Again, it's to the best of your knowledge. It doesn't have to be exact date. They just want to get an idea. So we'll put... 8/18/2022 is when you stopped using it, and you used it for 11 years.
Yes.
In 2011, when did you think you started using it? Again, just
August.
Okay. 2022. What day in August do you want me to put? Like August 1st?
Yeah, let's just do August 1st because I wouldn't be, but that was about 2012 when I started really using that product. So
I know, it is so many years ago. Yeah.
But like I say, I did it always during the summertime, so
yeah.
That's why I say August 2022. I mean, sorry, 2022 is when I stopped in August 2012.
But do you think, okay, so... you weren't spraying it 12 months out of the year then. You were only spraying it from, like, March to, what, August?
Oh, yeah, during the summer.
So that changes it. So you're doing it twice. So if you do March, April, May, June, July, August, that's 6 months out of the year. And you're doing it twice a month.
Yeah.
That's only at 12 exposures. Okay, so we got to change this, how many times a year you did it. Okay, so 12 exposures a year. For 11 years. Oops, hold on 1 second. Are you driving right now?
I am. I'm like super, well, now, exactly right now, I'm late for my doctor's appointment.
Okay, I'm trying to hurry so we can get through this for you really quick. So you stopped using Roundup, of course, because you became ill and got your diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
Okay, how were you spraying the Roundup? Were you using like a hand sprayer? Were you using a tractor and hose?
Yes, it was a spray bottle.
Okay. Did you ever use any type of protective gear or protective gloves?
I had gloves on, yes.
Okay.
Because of the chemicals, but that's about it, gloves.
Okay. And then you were spraying this, what, around like your property line? Fence line, where were you spraying it? Okay,
yes.
around property.
I have a large yard, so it's the back. I have the backyard. I have a long side of the yard, the front yard. I mean, it's some square footage, so.
Like acreage?
About so.
Okay, around property area and. Okay, and then, 1 second. This is in the state of Florida. for residential. You were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it every time, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So directly exposed. You were the one spraying it. This was residential. And then you were present every time. And in your lifetime, it put you at approximately 132 plus exposures. Do you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No, I don't.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Benzyne or Agent Orange?
No.
Where were you? Were you getting concentrate or premixed?
Concentrated.
Okay, where were you purchasing it at? Like Home Depot, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Okay, the Home Depot in Hollywood, California, or Hollywood, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, and then do you have any type of proof of purchase or like pictures, receipts?
No.
Okay, do you have any empty containers?
I have a 2 o'clock. Do I have what?
Do you have any empty containers or anything at your home? Any
No, I don't.
In your garage? Okay. Okay, and then that was the Home Depot on Oakwood Boulevard in Florida, Hollywood, Florida?
Hollywood Boulevard, yes.
Okay. And
oh,
then,
you talk about the one in Oakwood. I mean, it
was
depends.
There two of them?
There's
two of them that you used to go
multiple.
To?
There's multiple.
Okay, let me look. Which
but,
was
yeah. You could put that one.
Okay. And
you
then
could put the one in Oakwood, that's fine.
And then you said you didn't have any proof of purchase or any receipts. You do not have any of it in your possession at this time?
No.
Have you ever smoked or do you smoke?
No, I do not.
Okay. Are you currently employed?
I am.
Okay. Who's your current employer?
Sagility.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
Sagility Healthcare.
All right. And what's your title there?
Member services.
Okay. And is that the one that you work at located in Hollywood, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. We're almost done, Florida. Okay, and then did you lose any type of work because of your treatment and things like that?
I did.
Okay, how much time did you approximately lose because of it?
I want to say about 3 months.
Okay. Approximately 3 months. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in any other type of lawsuits like disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Okay. Filed for bankruptcy or been convicted of
no.
a crime? Okay. Well, who's your diagnosing?
No.
Who's your diagnosing physician?
Maria Chicha.
Maria, I'm sorry, say the last name again.
Chicha.
Can you spell it for me, please?
C-I-C-C-I-A.
Okay. And then what was the hospital that you were treated at?
Memorial Division of Radiology.
Memorial Division of Radiology, okay. And that is all located in Hollywood, Florida?
It is.
Thank you. Okay, hold on. If you need to put me on hold or anything, go ahead and do so. I just have to do a couple things really quick, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then I found her.
They had my insurance last time. What's going on? It changed? Yeah, because she in network.
Correct. So that's why I want to verify again through another insurance portal to make sure that it's supposed to be 60. Or if that's the wrong thing, then it's just double check.
Okay, because I didn't have a copay last time I came back, what, June? Was that June or? It was, yeah, July. Back in July, I had an appointment with her. Back in March, I had an appointment with her. I didn't have a copay either. But doesn't my primary care carry the zero copay? Yeah, 60 will be for a specialist, and she's not a specialist. Yeah.
Healthcare system. All right, I'm almost done. So it's Memorial Healthcare Systems of Radiology is where you were treated at, and it's
oncology.
Memorial,
yeah,
oncology, yeah. And then it's the name of the hospital is Memorial Regional Hospital is what they all fall under. But I found where you were treated at.
Yeah, probably the. No, where was that? Was the Memorial Division of Radiology Oncology, but if the parents. Company is Memorial Regional Hospital.
Yeah,
that's understandable.
Yeah, that's all I needed to know. But I found it. No, you're. I found it exactly what you said. Total. Let me just check one more thing. Division of Radiology. So in a couple words, like how has this affected your, how has this affected your life in a few words, if you could summarize it, what's the impact on this has had on your life?
It was a tremendous inconvenience. I mean, having, you know, the issues, not only during work, but having to take out the time in order to recuperate.
Yeah. The emotional and physical fear of, you know, the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stress.
Absolutely.
With your family. No, 100%. My sympathy goes out. Sympathy goes out to you. And I mean, you're very young, and to be able to get this diagnosis is it's very scary. And then not be able to be, you know, a productive member of society, and the anxiety, not only being sick. I mean, I know that's, I've heard it's, I mean, I can't tell you from personal experience, but I've heard that it's very painful, not even the painful part of it, but the emotional and anxiety, distress and depression of it. I can only imagine. And yeah, my heart goes out to you.
Thank you.
Strong person to be able to go through that. And of course, you're still recovering. I'm sure it's only been a year of remission so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at the doctor's now.
Okay. And you were unable to work for approximately what? Would you say 3 months? Maybe 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just roughly.
That sounds about yeah.
I'm just putting as much information I can into the case to help support it.
Thank you.
Make it look good for you, to make sure that you, you know, you just, you have every right to file a claim and, you know, get the compensation that you are deserved. So that's my job, is to make sure that the attorneys see, you know, everything that you went through. Do you have family around to help you?
Good
support system. You do still have medical records that can show your diagnosis, correct? And what you went through?
I'm sure they're at the hospital, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. If you needed to get them, you could provide them, or especially showing with all your appointments that you've been going to. You can also get them from, Hollywood, the insurance company, whoever is your insurance company, you can always get itemized reports from them as well. Mm-hmm. If the hospital never gives them to you, just future case information, if you needed to know that. Okay. So when you started treatment for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, did you have to do surgery or did you just do chemotherapy and radiation?
Okay. What were you saying?
When you started treatment for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, did you do chemotherapy or immunotherapy or just radiation?
Yes.
Surgery? Did you have surgery?
Chemo. I did have surgery and I did have chemotherapy.
And radiation? And
correct.
When did you start treatment? Do you know the treatment date when you started?
The surgery was March 28th, 2023, and the chemo April 20th of 2023. So
April
it was about months, and that lasts for about 3 months.
Okay, so you had surgery on 3/28/2023. And then you started treatment on 4/20/2023.
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that.
Yes.
I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. All right. Let's see. Okay, so they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to make sure that they can insure the case for you and continue it for you and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only contact the emergency contact if you become unresponsive for a long extended period of time. Was there somebody that you would like to put for your emergency contact?
Your
parent?
My mother.
Okay. What's your mom's What's your mom's name?
Paula Walker.
Paula Walker?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's her phone number? 954-483-3082. All right. And you do give us permission to contact her if needed?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chemo, radiation. Okay, so what's going to happen now? Is there anything you'd like me to add to the case to help support it?
No.
That you
I'm
can think of?
Trying to.
I know it's
no,
a lot.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. Yeah, it's an ongoing situation that I just.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot.
It is. You're doing great, though. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. It's just a DocuSign agreement. I'm going to summarize your claim really quick for you. So just make sure everything's spelled correctly and we have everything correct. Miranda Jones, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself for the Roundup's lawsuit. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, and you were diagnosed on 3/17/2023. at your home in Hollywood, Florida. You were diagnosed between the ages of 18 to 79. You approximately sprayed Roundup for 11 years. You did spray it for 10 days or more. You are a citizen of the United States. And your birthday is 2/6/1986. I have the last four of your social as 9316. Just make sure this is all correct. You started spraying Roundup 8/1/2011, stopped spraying Roundup 8/18/2022. You were directly exposed every time. And let's see, you were using concentrate. Okay, and then I do have your diagnosing physician as Maria Cicia, C-I-C-C-I-A, Chicha.
Yes, pronounced Chicha, yeah.
Maria Chicha, and she is in Hollywood, Florida. Okay, I have all the information correct. Give the system 1 minute while it generates your documents. Hold on 1 second. Is the doctor you're seeing right now, is this for your cancer as well?
A part of it.
Yeah, okay. All right, hold on 1 second. We're almost done. What did I miss? Between the ages, yes, yes. You're single, you've never been married, correct?
Follow up. Are we finished here? Because
yeah,
I'm
so what I,
talk
yeah,
them.
Yeah. So I am sending you the DocuSign. Have you ever used a DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what you need to do is review and sign the documents. Once you're completed with the documents, mm-hmm. We will be finished. Hold on 1 second. I'll just make sure they're correct. You can go ahead. I just text them to you to make it easier. Those have to be completed before you get connected to the attorney. So go ahead and do that. Once you've done that, I will send you the attorney's information as well as my information. And then basically, you just want to make sure that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then the attorneys will be reaching out mm-hmm. to you in a timely manner, okay?
Okay.
Did you receive the DocuSign?
I did get it.
Okay.
You need me to fill it out
yeah.
right now?
Yeah, so if you can just review and adopt and sign a signature and sign that, I can send you the attorney's contact information as well.
All right,
perfect. So I'll let you go ahead and get off the phone. This is my direct line. If you have any questions, call me on this line. You can also text me. And then I'm going to text you the attorney's information for you to have in review. You're going to want to keep an eye out for the 909-906-3862 phone number, okay?
Gotcha.
Okay, Mrs. Jones, I'll let you go. Call me if you have any questions. My sympathy goes out to you, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.